new releases on Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes.
New time. It's a new year, a new time. New releases at 5 o'clock. Hello, how are you? Hello to Christopher in Old Bar, Tara in Melbourne, Brett and Shakti in Belgrave. Lots of hugs to you guys. Thanks for making me feel so welcome. First show back, 0437 236 777. There are Australians with quills and ink on scores ahead. New releases of Australian music. Plenty of music from hundreds of years ago as well. And at 5:30, there is going to be a choir. That is guaranteed to knock your socks off, but only if you turn the volume up loud and tell everyone to get out of your vicinity, clear out, pipe down. It needs to be nice and quiet for you to absorb yourself in the beautiful song for Athene. So stick around for that. You begin with Korn Gold, Juicy Cello.
Thank you.
Parisian cellist Edgar Moreau. This is an album that looks back at his own family's history. It's a celebration of his Polish-Jewish heritage. So include some hefty, delicious Eric Korngold on there. His cello concerto in C, the third movement, the Lucerne Symphony Orchestra with Michael Sanderling conducting. This new release, it's just come out, is called Transmission. Moreau is such a talented player. I highly recommend this one. It's 10 minutes past five. You tuned in to new releases on Classic Drive. I'm Vanessa Hughes. This whole hour is nothing but brand new stuff, guaranteed coming to those ears of yours. Is there a bigger contemporary classical star than Ludovico Einaudi? I'm actually just not sure there is. I think he's the king of it. And this is the first time in almost 20 years that he's released a solo piano album.
Thank you.
A brand new album on Decca. It's called Underwater. Who else but the king of that neoclassical piano chill sound, Ludovico Einaudi's new release, playing his own piece called Luminous.
Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes on ABC Classic.
It's 5:15. And with you until 8 o'clock, you are smack bang in the middle of new releases, a whole hour of brand new music. Maybe they're pieces you know and love from hundreds of years ago, like music by composer Matthew Locke. He was born 400 years ago this year. And Fretwork, the ensemble, are all about Matthew Locke. They think he is deeply unsung, that history has forgotten him and focused instead on people like Henry Purcell, William Byrd. They are here to try and fix that travesty with this. He's no spring chicken, Matthew Locke, 400 years old this year. Celebrating that anniversary is Fretwork, with David Miller playing the arch lute, Silas Walston playing harpsichord, Matthew Locke's Music explored on this new release called The Flat Consort, which I like the ring of, a courant.
He composed the most popular ballets of all time. He's kept performing arts companies solvent. Dancers on their toes and audiences enthralled for more than a century. Honestly, this bloke was so brilliant, he could even write a waltz that's not in waltz time. So how did he do it? Let's try to work it out together, because we're going dancing with Tchaikovsky on the morning's playlist with me, Martin Buzzacott, from 10 a.m. here on ABC Classic.
Thank you.
The music of Gaetano Brunetti. This is a composer that, like Matthew Locke, these performers think has not had his due. He is far too unsung. You are hearing Brunetti's first divertimento. The second movement, Isabel Lopez, viola, violinist Fernando Pasquale, Pere Juan Karaskoska playing the cello. Brunetti slipped into obscurity after a very successful lifetime of composing. He played a huge role in the cultural life at the courts of Charles III and IV of Spain. This new release on Brilliant Classics is called Brunetti Divertimenti.
New releases on Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes.
28 minutes past five. You are halfway through this week's dose of fantastic new releases in this wide, wonderful world of classical music. You were promised a show-stopping choral track, and this is it. Now, I have to tell you, my own sensational choir, Inner West Voices, did sing this song. Now, as fabulous as we are, I'm not sure we nailed this one. It was maybe a bit advanced for us at the time. We are a proud non-audition community choir. We're not brilliantly overly talented and musically qualified singers. We are sensational. But this piece was so difficult to maintain pitch. You know, you hear a lot of professional choirs singing this one by John Taverner with an organ playing the drone to ensure that everyone holds pitch and doesn't become this shocking, muddy mess. Listen out for this ensemble just singing. There's no organ. It is absolutely exquisite.
Thank you.
Leonie, you say, wow, just wow. What a sound, especially really loud. Gratuitous exclamation points, which I always respect, Leonie. John Taverner's song for Athene, exceptionally hard to sing because you are singing in this tiny controlled range for so long. It takes a lot of stamina, a lot of control, beautiful control of your pitch, which some of us find a little harder than others. It was sung by La Tempête, Simon-Pierre Bastien, conducting. This album is called Hypnos, named for the god of sleep. It is a beautiful album of songs just spanning hundreds of years. It has beautiful artwork, which is a rare occurrence in the world of classical music. So there's two reasons to go and get your hands on it. It's called Hypnos. Genova and Dimitrov Piano Duo. This is their latest project released on CPO, exploring all the music, a complete recording of everything that North American composer Amy Beach wrote for Piano Duo. And that was her suite for two pianos, founded upon, as she called it, old Irish melodies. That was famously her favourite place to draw inspiration from. You know, while other composers of her time and before it, like Dvorak, were looking around North American history and borrowing a lot of melodies that they found so fascinating and beguiling, Amy Beach famously stuck to her guns about saying, well, none of that was her music. It wasn't her family's music. It wasn't real and authentic to her. Everything from her family, in terms of the history of music that had been played and listened to in her family, came from those Celtic traditions. And that's the place she took so much musical inspiration from, as you were just hearing there in the ancient cabin. This new release is beautiful. There is lots of energy and there's lots of beautiful meditation, as you're just hearing. It is called Amy Beach, Complete Works for Piano Duo.
Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes on ABC Classic.
It's 16 minutes to 6. You're tuned in to new releases on Classic Drive. You're thinking, is this normally on at this time? In 2022, it's got a new time. New releases 5 o'clock every Monday on the show. You've been hearing Korngold's cello, Edgar Moreau getting his Polish Jewish legacy on. You've heard music from 400 years ago by Matthew Locke. Ahead, you've got Australian composer Ella Mason's. You're going to get quite jazzy and classical as well. But it's time for some opera at 5:45, I think, and it's Handel. The voice belongs to soprano Sonsline Piau.
Ti beverdonti, tu cura panti, se prego stante,
The voice of a diehard Handel fan. Sandrine Piao, she loves singing his music. She claims that, you know, most of her career she's played Handel's more flibbity-jibbity, excitable songs and heroines. And in this album she's exploring, well, the ones that meet very sticky, dramatic, melodramatic ends. You were hearing a little from Handel's Rinaldo. There are plenty of Handel arias that are absolutely super dramatic and juicy on this new release on Alpha called Enchantresses. Chili Gonzalez, Je de Maxime, played by Olga Sheps, her album released just recently called Family. Se Dormi Ben Mio by Antonio Farina. It's the handiwork of Christina Pluha, a maven of period music. She was leading that performance from her Theorbo, Alla Napolitana, the name of this album. The ensemble La Peggiata in excellent form there with soprano Selina Shen. A composer from the Northern Beaches in Sydney, Ella Mason's A Love Worth Fighting For, recorded right here at ABC Classic just a couple of months ago. Third movement called Fire, the Flinders Quartet, which rounds out new releases for this week. But Classic Drive continues in 5 minutes with Rachmaninoff. It's news time.